Good morning. It's Friday, 11th of December. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker's book, The Epistles of Peter. Just before the section I'm going to read, Brother Harry draws parallels between Israel in the wilderness and the new Israel. I read, a highly important variant from a parallel with Israel in the wilderness is to be the new Israel's self-dedication, not according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Never was there a people so given to murmuring, so ready for faithless rebellion, as the Israel to whom Moses brought deliverance. But, asserts the apostle firmly, it shall not be so among you. Instead, as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye yourselves also holy, and not in respect of religious observation only, but in all manner of conversation. This Greek word is a great favourite of Peter's, and it covers a great deal more than mere talk. It describes one's way of life. Conversation was a good translation in King James' day, but there is no modern version which preserves it, like let, to hinder, and prevent, to go before, and bowels, affections. Time has wrought its ravages on conversation. The apostle repeats the call of Jehovah to his ancient wayward people, be ye holy, for I am holy. Originally, this was appended to a detailed catalogue of clean and unclean foods. But the Christian disciple who is content to concentrate on such outward forms is seriously missing the spirit of both the old law and the new. Indeed, it needs to be said that this lovely characteristic, holiness, has suffered by being equated with mere separateness, an emphasis decidedly more negative than true holiness. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, as we read in verse 17. Here is a remarkable catena of allusions. Call on the Father looks back to Jeremiah 3 verse 19 about Judah and Israel once estranged, walking together in the fear of the Lord. Clearly Peter saw here a carryover of reference to Jews and Gentiles in the bonds of the gospel. Also, without respect of persons, is the very phrase Peter himself had used when taking the gospel to Gentile Cornelius and his friends in Acts chapter 10. But your sojourning speaks of his readers as a new Israel led away from the darkness of Egypt. That last allusion continues in the words, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. This Exodus allusion runs through the following verses of 19 and 20. Somewhat unexpectedly, Peter speaks of the fulfilment of this Exodus type as manifest in these last times. It seems necessary to read these words along with a score of other New Testament passages in which inspired apostles speak of the end of Gentile times as imminent. The full realization of the foreshadowed deliverance is guaranteed by their firm belief in God, who raised Christ up from the dead and gave him glory. And we know that that glory will be revealed in its fullness when the Lord Jesus is released from the right hand of the Father and returns to establish his glorious kingdom. Thank you for listening.